Hi, dictation for Brian Piprowski, BRYANPYPKOWSKI. Date of birth is 1/1/1986. Date of accident is 6/1/2025. And date of service 6/3/2025. The patient, Brian Piprowski, has a chief complaint of pain in the neck, 1 or 2 on a scale of 1 to 10. Lower back pain is 4. Left shoulder pain is 2. No radiation is reported. Patient alleges an automobile accident on 6/1/2025 as being responsible for all the symptoms. Details of the automobile accident are reported as follows. On 6/1/2025, between 7 to 8 p.m., he was traveling as a rear passenger, as a front passenger, the Brittany, their friend was a driver who is doing okay, no emergency room visit. Devon Simpson was sitting in the rear, is also okay. They report that they were traveling in a suburban truck, 6 Mile and Schaefer, S-C-H-A-F-F-E-R. They were traveling on 6 Mile and they were turning right on Schaefer while they were rear-ended as they slowed down at the intersection. They were traveling at around 10 Mile. The other car was 15 Mile and they do not know the model of the other car. He was wearing a seatbelt, airbags did not deploy, there was no loss of consciousness, there was no hit and run accident. Police came to the scene, ambulance came to the scene. Patient was taken to the Sinai Grace Hospital emergency room. He was there for 4 to 5 hours. No x-ray, no CT scan was done, no medication were provided. Regarding the damage to the vehicle, the back of the vehicle, including the bumper and the trunk, was completely damaged. Brake light was damaged. Car was not total, but nothing inside has been damaged. The seat belt, dashboard, they're all okay. Console, the doors are all okay. Regarding the injury patient report, there was no direct trauma. And he just jerked a little bit. There was no bleeding, fracture, laceration. And in addition, presenting illness, patient reports the following symptoms. First of all, there is no headache and there is no symptom of TBI. Specifically, he denies any dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ear, memory problem, balance problem, no vision problem, no taste, smell problem, no TMJ problem, and no incontinence, no focus or concentration problem, no confusion, denies subtle anesthesia, sleep disturbances, anxiety, depression, panic, denies any incontinence of the urine bowel, no tingling, no numbness, no lightheadedness, no weakness, there is no trouble walking, and no fatigue. Regarding the pain syndrome, please review the records, including the intensity, which is from 1 to 8, ADLs are affected 4, modify factor for the pain, and system review, surgical history, allergies. Please review the records for family histories, relationship status, current employment status, personal history. Legal patients do not have any attorney right now. Please review the records for ADL and for diagnosis page also. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 126/81, pulse 67, pulse ox is 100. temperature is 97.5, height is 6'3", weight 184. The patient Brian Pipkowski is here for an evaluation as a new patient. He's alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, choelenichia. Patient is well-built, well-nourished. Hydration is good. The patient does not appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. Patient does not appear to be severely anxious or lethargic. Patient has a good attitude, demeanor, dress, and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well without any limping or antalgic aid. Rest of the exam will come from the template. In the skin, please mention there is a scar in the right forearm, 6 inch long. Also, there is a scar in the abdominal wall, 9 inch long from previous surgeries. His nose bridges are deformed in the examination for ENT, and neurological is completely normal, psychiatric is normal, musculature examination is completely normal. Musculoskeletal examination. Inspection palpation is from the template. Spine tenderness. Spine tenderness is minimal in the L5-S1 area. And SI joints are not tender. Paravertebral muscle spasm, none. Hypertonicity, none. Trigger points, none. The trapezius muscle and the quadratus lumborum muscle is normal. The range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. Forward flexion is 50, extension 60. Side flexion 45, bilateral rotation 80. No crepitus or any issue lifted, no stiffness. Lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50, extension is 25, bilateral side flexion 30, bilateral rotation is 35. Maneuvers to identify, reproduce the pain. In the cervical spine, Hoffman sign, Perling sign, Larmid test, dissection tests are all negative, while slump test is negative. In the thoracic spine, Roos test negative. In the lumbar spine, straight leg raising test was positive at 35 degrees. And Brudzinski-Kernick test is negative. Breger test negative. Kemp test is negative. TLR is positive. Babinski sign is negative. Breger test negative. SI joint, bilateral SI joints were slightly tender. However, standing flexion test, iliac compression test, dissection test is negative. The Faber test was found positive bilaterally, and Gunsman test was found positive bilaterally. Extremities, there is a mild pain reported in the left shoulder. The patient is able to lift up to 180 degrees of abduction with no pain. It's just a general pain in the front and the back part of the shoulder. Other than that, the extremities are completely normal. On examination of the shoulder, on inspection, the shoulder appears completely normal. On palpation, there are no contusions. Range of motion is completely normal on active and passive. Muscle strength is normal. Hawking-Kennedy test, anterior-posterior apprehension, speed test, near test, empty beer can test are all negative. Diagnosis from the diagnosis page. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. The patient has been provided with the order for physical therapy to begin for the neck and the lower back and the left shoulder 3 times a week with traction massage, echo therapy. Patient is provided with a disability for 1 month, 30 days, no work, complete work disability, ask for replacement, and a transportation. Medication, Celebrex was provided 200 milligram a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Flexeril, 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, Protonix, 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection, Ultrime, 50 milligram twice a day for pain relief, Aloe, 50 milligram at night for sleep and GAD disorder. Non-pharmacological model, TCS, home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI medical records, none are available. We have requested a release from Sinai Grace Hospital. Interventional pain procedures, none are being recommended. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care, none. Caseworker, none. Investigations, no investigation is being ordered. We will review the patient a couple times, and then if needed, required, indicated, we'll order the MRIs, especially for the lumbar spine if needed. DME is a patient has not been provided with any DME. Education is yes, and disability, yes. Follow-up visit in 15 days. Thank you. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.